ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from the InfoWars headquarters here. Or I'm sorry, the Alex Jones headquarters. I'm getting distracted. For some reason, I'm a little bit distracted here at the beginning of the show. People are putting hats on me. They're pinching my head. Craziness. Craziness abounds, folks. We have a lot to cover today. But, we are rapidly coming up on the actual 250th birthday of America. And boy, do we have the merchandise to celebrate it. This very cool shirt in the sort of classic 76 font, America 76, 250 years, now available at thealexjonesstore.com. Of course, I think the coolest hat maybe we've ever sold slash I've ever seen in my life. I genuinely just love this hat, and I would wear it the whole show if I wasn't as professional as I am. America 76 limited edition t-shirt, folks. Make your order now so you can get it delivered by July 4th. In time to wear it to the barbecue and the cookout and whatever else you do to celebrate on July 4th, be decked out with all of the patriotic merchandise you can find at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's a little promo to let you know why you should. Let's watch.
A very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity, that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the great fourth turning, the great awakening. Their great reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it and taken it out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people, it is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the arm. That's what it's all about. So get your shirts now. Get the best supplements, the best water filtration, and more at thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for your support. America is coming back from the dead thanks to you.
Shop now, folks. You don't have much time to get your order before July 4th. The last thing you want is to show up to your July 4th barbecue.
Reality starts here.
Wearing Alex something other than a patriotic shirt, a hat, a very cool hat from thealexjonesstore.com. Of course, you keep us on the air and in the fight. And I feel like we finally kind of settled in. I mean, it's been long enough now. I no longer accidentally take the wrong turn towards the old studio. It's like this has become habit now. And of course, it has not been the easiest transition. It was not a transition of choice that we've made. And the transition is ongoing. And of course, these are simply the temporary headquarters of the Alex Jones Network before we move on to our bigger and better studios. Help us get there, as you've helped us maintain this entire time, by going to thealexjonesstore.com. You know, I don't want to say something I shouldn't, but I think it's what the Founding Fathers would do. You know, I've studied the Founding Fathers enough. I think they would go to thealexjonesstore.com and purchase some material. I'm just saying.
Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, or the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. I mean, that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, the 25th of June, 2026. Coming to you live from the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com is the link to share. AlexJonesLive.com. We have a lot of stuff to cover today, of course. Gigantic, possibly the biggest earthquake in a century, striking Caracas, Venezuela. Absolutely devastating. I'm going to actually go to clip number 3 here right off the bat. These are aerial visuals showing the extent of destruction following twin earthquakes in La Guaira, however you pronounce it, Venezuela. And again, you can just see the absolute astonishing devastation. I believe the latest count is 188 dead, still tens of thousands unaccounted for in those cities. Just massive devastation across the entire area. Videos coming out about it, or from it, really apocalyptic and incredible. And that's just, of course, one of the major events going on. There's a part of me that wants to, just as a joke, spin the entire show on the reflecting pool. Not only as a parody of the mainstream media, where with everything going on with the earthquake in Venezuela and the war in Iran and the Supreme Court decisions, what if I just spent the entire show talking about Savannah Guthrie's mother being kidnapped and the reflecting pool? We can just give the Alex Jones Network viewers a little taste of what it's like to be a normie for once, learning about utterly unimportant distractions while the world moves on in secrecy behind the scenes. But also, I feel like you could also spend an entire show using the reflecting pool as a metaphor for everything going wrong in this country, including the overwhelming attention that the mainstream media is paying to it. There's a lot there. There's the incompetence, there's the cover-ups, there's the pointless and vicious sabotage by the left, who you can't even explain why they are doing what they're doing. I don't even know if they can. They're almost just acting on instinct. And of course, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised by this, but they genuinely love the algae. They feel a common sense of brotherhood with slime. It's crazy, but it's true. It doesn't make any sense. But really, I feel, you know, it's like it starts off and you hear about the reflecting pond and you're like, okay, they're doing something. Who cares? Oh, municipal repairs. Okay, cool. But why are you talking about this? Why am I hearing about this? And you sort of ignore it. Then you hear about it again. You start going, well, what is this? What is this? Why are they so obsessed? Why are we talking? And I feel the same way about the ballroom before this. Now, that I think actually had a purpose why it was talked about so much, because I don't think it was a ballroom they're building. I think it has a lot more to do with the command and control center underneath the ballroom. But that's beside the point. There's no AI headquarters being built under the reflecting pond, as far as I know. Maybe there should be. Maybe if the water was treated in a way that data center water is, nothing would be able to grow in it. That might actually be a strategy. But you hear about it and you you know, at a certain point, you just go, well, "What is this? Is insane? Why are we hearing so much about this? Why is CNN sending reporters out to live broadcast from the pond? Why are they taking samples from it? Like, what are we talking about here?" And you're sick of hearing about it, and you don't understand why everybody's focusing on it. But then you break through. Then that happens for like a couple weeks, and now I'm at the point where, like, can we talk about nothing but the reflecting pond? Can that be? Can we just embrace this? And just what if that was just all we ever talked about? What if that just became the entirety of our coverage? We can have a live ticker along the bottom showing exactly the number of algae blooms that we're witnessing. We can get live feeds from the reflecting pond, and we can catch the leftist terrorists live as they try to tear this up. I'm embracing it. I'm all for it. We are the reflecting pond. The reflecting pond is us. It is everything. It is our failures and our successes. It's our victories and our defeats. I don't know where I'm going with. I'll be honest, I have no idea where I'm going with this. I have no idea why we are talking about the reflecting pond. I just have no idea. But it is, in a weird way, it is sort of a metaphor. I think that's all part of it. That's all part of it, is putting up fences around the reflecting pond. You know, again, I was joking at first. Now, maybe we will. Maybe we'll use this and we'll talk about, we can connect this to maybe the temporary fences they put up around the Capitol following January 6th. This is a similar kind of situation here. We can talk about sort of like, in a way, again, America is the reflecting pool. This is us. It's like, it was built to be beautiful. It was built to be accessible. It was built to be a, you know, a gathering place and a place of reflection and beauty. No pun intended. But then we're going to put up an ugly chain link fence around it because a portion of our population just cannot help themselves in whatever they're doing. I mean, they don't gain anything from, you know, it's not like they're like driven by greed to tear up the bottom of the reflecting pond. It's a meaningless, pointless, instinctive drive they feel, like those videos you see of beavers kept in captivity and they're still trying to build dams with stuffed animals because there's no trees available, but they feel like it's right. That feels good to stack things in the path of other things, and they don't know why, but it just feels so good. That's kind of where the left is at this point. They couldn't enunciate, they couldn't explain why they're going around tearing up the bottom of the reflecting pool, which they are. I mean, there may be some other circumstances that are causing the chaos as well, but at least some portion of it is just straight up leftist tearing things up for some reason. They see something beautiful and they want to tear it down. They see something that, you know, serves no purpose other than beautifying the collective space, and like a beaver seeing a stream, they're like, I have to stop this. They're mad. They're insane. They're rabid. It's crazy. It's genuinely crazy. So I'm going to stop talking about it now. This is actually the last I think I'll ever cover the reflecting pond. Probably not. I mean, it will continue to be a big story, but I thought maybe today, since it's what everybody is talking about forever and constantly, and we've hardly touched on it, I actually found a video that actually gives a pretty good breakdown of what's actually going on with the reflecting pond. So if you, like me, have actually avoided most of the stories about the reflection pond, like I don't think I've ever read an article about it or watched a video about it, but still it's a persistent feature of my, you know, daily news gathering. So here's a video that will actually explain to you, like it explained to me, you know, where we actually are in all of this. Well, what the hell is actually going on? And the crew just had the video up. If we can go to the one we were previewing earlier. The pool is reflecting what we see in office, it says. The reflecting pool saga on TikTok by CBC News, the Canadian broadcasting company. Let's see what they have to say about the most important story in the world right now. Let's watch.
The reflecting pool in D.C. has gone from gray to American flag blue.
American flag blue.
To Shrek green, all in a matter of weeks. It's algae. And now the paint's peeling.
It's actually starting to
appeal. It's coming up.
Now, all of this was fairly predictable because upkeep of the reflecting pool at the Lincoln Memorial, this 2,000-foot-long beast of a monument on the National Mall, it has plagued basically every president for nearly a century. Trump is just the latest.
It's embarrassing. It was so horrible. I never saw anything like it. It was filthy dirty.
Just solving that algae problem alone has involved, over the years, installing new water filtration systems, switching the water source. But you're fighting Mother Nature here. Every expert will tell you the pool was practically designed to grow algae because a reflecting pool is only reflective if it's still, right? You can't churn and recirculate and clean the water as vigorously as you would like. So you've got this relatively still water that's also warm because it's shallow and in full sun. If you were trying to biofarm algae, this would be the way to go. Just a perfect facility for growing algae. And it's not just algae. The pool was built on marshlands and basically started sinking the day it was finished. So just imagine, if the structure is constantly shifting unevenly, depending on the ground, cracks are going to form, pipes are going to break, and 6 million gallons of pool water need to go somewhere. The government estimates every year around 16 million gallons of water leak out. The former director of the National Park Service said a full rehabilitation of the pool would cost more than $100 million. So when President Trump set his sights on the reflecting pool as part of his efforts to beautify the Capitol ahead of America 250 celebrations, he started with a $15 million reno. In 6 weeks, the pool was drained. The cracks filled, sprayed with a new waterproof sealant, repainted, and refilled. And for a while, it looked pretty good.
I'm impressed, to be honest.
I think it looks beautiful. It looks very dark. It does not look blue.
But sure enough, when the summer weather rolled around, the algae started to regrow, and the pool went from patriotic blue to swamp green. The Trump administration tried to assure everyone that this was just residual algae from the pipes that lay dormant during the renovation. But others questioned whether the pool's new dark blue bottom was absorbing more heat and warming the water for algae to grow. Either way, workers rushed in, sweeping and vacuuming up the algae. A new ozone nano-bubbling system is supposed to destroy algae on a microscopic level, and gallons of hydrogen peroxide were poured into the pool. But then, passersby started to notice the lining of the pool starting to lift, paint peeling and chipping off the bottom, possibly from the hydrogen peroxide, possibly from sabotage.
They cut it very violently, but somebody said they might have put fertilizer. They did something to create the algae.
At least five people have been arrested for vandalism. One of them, three-time Olympian David Hearn. He told the Washington Post he was riding his bike near the monument when he reached in to touch a piece of the lining that was partially detached, and next thing he knew, he was in handcuffs. Trump is now saying that the pool will likely have to be drained again to carry out more repairs. But time is ticking to the 4th of July, and by then, it's anyone's guess how blue the water will look.
So there you go, folks. Now I never need to cover it again. You are all caught up on the reflecting pool drama. And now we can move on. But I'm telling you, there is something there. There's something to it. There's something to the fact that you actually have people being arrested because they feel instinctively driven to destroy things that might make Trump look like he's succeeding. Truly. Truly bizarre, inexplicable even. And now we're moving on. We're going to completely move on and hopefully, like I said, never, ever, ever talk about it again. We have a lot of other stuff to talk about, of course, including the huge decisions from the Supreme Court today. Saying the obvious, you know, it's a cause for celebration when the just prima facie, just on the face of it, obvious interpretation of law is in fact codified and affirmed by the highest court in the land. It is cause for jubilation. We're celebrating this like somebody, you know, starving in the desert would celebrate a spring. Like this is a brilliant and amazing thing in this world when literally the most obvious interpretation of very simple laws. We have to go through years upon years upon years of leftists pretending to misinterpret it, stretching the bounds of definitions of words to their breaking point and then breaking them. And then we have to sue, and then we finally get it up through the court system all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is just like, yeah, the law says no, the answer is no. Thank God. Thank goodness. Oh my gosh, what would we do without these sages to inform us? You know, stuff like this from Justice Thomas, quote, aliens have no equal protection rights against the federal government. Why would they? Who ever thought that they did? As Sean Davis notes, this should be baseline position for every single GOP politician and lawyer, and we should tolerate nothing else, nothing less. Why would somebody not from America, who's not a citizen of America, who is in fact a citizen of a different country, why would they enjoy all of the same protections that an American citizen enjoys from our federal government? What is the point of a federal government if it doesn't have benefits to the citizens of that government? What is the point of it? It's just a court for the world to take advantage of. I've said for years, and with every Supreme Court decision becomes more obvious, if you want to run a real, you know, presidential campaign that's effective, how's this for a slogan? Make citizenship mean something again. Make it mean something. To be an American should be a glory. It should be a benefit to the person who's a citizen. It should also come with obligations of citizenship. And it should mean something. It should mean something more than they broke our laws, therefore they're citizens, which is what birthright citizenship now amounts to. And of course, birthright citizenship is another one of these decisions that they haven't actually come out with a conclusion to that too. These decisions make me more hopeful they'll make the right decision when it comes to the 14th Amendment, but it's another one where it's absurd and outrageous and kind of infuriating that it's been, I can't even say misinterpreted, because I don't believe it's misinterpreted. I don't believe you can misinterpret something like this. It's deliberate. It's, what's the word? I don't even know what the word for that is. When you deliberately misinterpret something, I guess a lie, I guess it's just a different form of a lie. But obviously, we've been over this, we don't need to reiterate it, but the 14th Amendment was written during a time when like only white Europeans of good character could be citizens. And it was written specifically for people who were born on American soil, but had no other country that they had allegiance to. And in the writing of the 14th Amendment, it says explicitly that this does not mean ministers from other countries, anybody over here as part of official business, or actually anybody who is already under the protection of a different government. So like the whole concept of birthright citizenship, it's been so deliberately misunderstood. And that understanding, that misunderstanding has been so widely spread and accepted by a lot of people. Like, we forget that it's not actually the standard. It was like never a thing. It was always who your parents were. My parents are Spanish. Both of my parents are Spanish, and I go somewhere else and they give birth, I would still be Spanish. The child of the Spanish people is a Spanish child. It doesn't matter if they're born in Spain or elsewhere. They're a part of the Spanish nation. So in the American Wild West, or in the case of newly freed slaves, they were not citizens of any country. So if they had a child there, that child was not automatically the citizen of Mexico like a Mexican is, right? Mexicans who come here can still claim Mexican citizenship. You already have a collective. You already have a government. You already have a power structure who has responsibility for you. This is written in black and white in the 14th. So why for 100 years has this been deliberately misinterpreted? And why is it so difficult to get back to some semblance of just basic understanding of the English language and the laws as they were written? It's infuriating. So Justice Thomas writes this today. I join the opinion of the court in full. I write separately to address two more fundamental problems with the Myatt response. Respondent's suit. First, their equal protection claim, while meritless under the court's precedents, was also beyond the district court's jurisdiction. Second, even assuming jurisdiction, the equal protection claim fails for the additional reason that aliens have no equal protection rights against the federal government. The sky is blue, water is wet, and other obvious things. Supreme Court ruling blocks thousands of lawsuits against the maker of Roundup Weed Killer. This was not a good decision in my interpretation. So we've got a couple good Supreme Court decisions, a couple bad ones. We'll just run through them and we'll comment on them later. So this is one. Supreme Court ruling blocks thousands of lawsuits against maker of Roundup Weed Killer. Again, not good. We've reported on that extensively with the likes of Tiffany Cianci and others. A major failure of MAHA. Meanwhile, U.S. Supreme Court strikes down Hawaii handgun limits. This is very good. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down on Thursday a Hawaii law restricting the carrying of handguns on private property open to the public, like most businesses, without the owner's permission in the latest ruling by the justices expanding gun rights. The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 ruling powered by its conservative judges, found that Hawaii's measure violated the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms. The justices overturned a lower court's decision that Hawaii's Democratic-backed measure likely complied with the Second Amendment. And I believe this is the one, if I'm not mistaken, but we covered this at the time when the Hawaiian court decided that gun ownership was at odds with aloha culture. Y'all remember that? That was the reasoning given. I'm not sure if that was this exact case, if that exact case went up to the Supreme Court or not. But that's the type of crap we're talking about when we're talking about the total collapse of our entire country at the fundamental level. Is you have judges in their black robes with the little wooden hammer, like they're official, they're actual judges, and they're sitting there going, you know, I know what the Constitution says. I know what every lawful precedent in all of history says, but I also have my own interpretation of quote unquote aloha culture. And this contradicts with my aloha culture, so I'm going to say no. And it's just like, that's what are you talking about? And why are you not in jail? They should be in jail. These judges should be in jail. And I don't see that here in the Reuters article. But maybe the crew can find that. The aloha exception to gun rights. So again, you know, it's like, okay, thank goodness we have the Supreme Court. And say what you want about Trump, but he did give us some vaguely conservative Supreme Court members that are able to make just basic understand, just like God, it's just okay. Yeah. Here's the best decision. Here's the good decision. Here's the once again obvious decision that was made. Migrants not entitled to apply for asylum while standing on Mexico's side of the border, Supreme Court rules. Migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border are not entitled to apply for asylum until they set foot in the country, the Supreme Court ruled Thursday. Similarly, they ruled that temporary protective status is in fact temporary. And, you know, it's great. It's great. It's great. But like, what the hell? The law is like, if you're in America, you can claim asylum. And they're like, but what if we're not in America? Then you can't claim asylum. What is complicated about this? There it is. Aloha exception. The spirit of aloha.
Very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity, that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the great fourth turning, the great awakening. Their great reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it and taken it out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people, it is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the arm. That's what it's all about. So get your shirts now. Get the best supplements, the best water filtration, and more at thealexjonesstore.com and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for your support. America is coming back from the dead thanks to you.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at AlexJonesLive.com.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room, War Room Live, AlexJonesLive.com. I'm going to remind you once again, you don't have that long to place your orders at TheAlexJonesStore.com for the merchandise for America's 250th birthday. If you want to get it before July 4th, you're going to want to take advantage of the sale that's on now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have tons of great and the absolute highest quality products. Like, our t-shirts are incredible. I still routinely wear a t-shirt I bought before I even worked here. 10 years ago, I bought it, and I still wear it at least once a week. Never faded, never stretched, never nothing. We bring you the highest quality in every way that we possibly can at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I see a lot of places, like, you know, walking around. When I was on vacation in Colorado, we'd go in all these, like, you know, souvenir shops. Every shop had an America 250th anniversary shirt. Not one of them is as cool as the ones we have at thealexjonesstore.com. So we have the best, highest quality apparel. We've got the coolest apparel. We've got the best designs. And best of all, you know that your purchase goes directly towards supporting this outlet, which has fearlessly stood on the hallowed ground, following in the footsteps of our founding fathers since InfoWars was founded 30 years ago. And once again, it has been our guiding light. Like, it's not just a surface level costume for us. It's not a uniform that we wear, that we take off when we go home at night. This is in our blood. It's in our bones. It's hard to explain the feeling I get, especially, and I've told the story a million times before, but it's like, just have this distinct memory when I first moved to Austin. I saw a guy standing on the street corner holding a sign that said, "The truth is live," you know, 91.7 or whatever the radio station was that Alex was being broadcast on the time. I remember tuning to that station and specifically hearing Alex talk about the things that I believe it was Barack Obama was doing and threatening Americans with, whether it was gun control or speech control or whatever else. But he just starts ranting and going off about George Washington. And do you think George Washington would stand down to this? Do you think he would surrender and back down? We are not descended from fearful men. And it's just like, you just get this, like, you start feeling like you're vibrating. You're just like, yes, I am the inheritor of the greatest human story of all time. And I have such a powerful legacy to live up to. Other places might sell a t-shirt for the 250th anniversary because it's coming up, because they are, you know, wanting to take advantage of that fact. We genuinely every day wake up with 1776 on our mind. Wake up and read the writings of Thomas Jefferson. Read biographies to our kids of Ben Franklin. And I mean, my kids know more about Andrew Jackson probably than high schoolers do. My son is like obsessed with Andrew Jackson. Now he's on to Daniel Boone. But again, when you support the Alex Jones Network, you are supporting pure Americana. And it's one of the primary reasons why we've been so successful as we are. We don't get distracted by the crap on either side. We have a North Star. We have a touchstone. We have a firmly rooted set of beliefs that has been proven by history and fact to be the most powerful organization of humankind that the world has ever seen. This is who we are. This is what we represent. This is our destiny manifest. So join us in this by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air and fighting for everything the founding fathers believed in, everything they left us. And I see people even now saying America is lost. Therefore, 1776 is a distraction or something. 1776, as I've said before, it represents the promise of America. It represents the power and the history of America. It represents our people, what they accomplished, the seemingly impossible, to create the world as we know it, to establish the concept of human rights, rights above and beyond the authority of man. That was us, you guys. That was our family. That was our country. If you can't be proud of that, what? I mean, it's like, no, you're the inheritor of the greatest inheritance the world has ever seen. You should be proud of that. You should embrace that. Yes, we have gone completely off the rails. And yes, in the last, I'd put it at about 80 years, the promise of America, the very idea of America has been hijacked and warped beyond recognition, which is why it's so necessary now to reclaim that history, to reclaim that reality, and to reject the new America that they want us all to believe in, which isn't a thing. It's not even a, it's not a place. It's not a people. It's not even a set of beliefs. It's just, I don't know, a chink in our armor, basically. It's just like weaponizing our own goodness against us. And again, I'll say it once more that maybe the best illustration of this would be the Statue of Liberty, the fact that it was built to be a projection towards Europe. Right? It was the light of liberty shining across the sea from America to inspire, you know, our brothers and cousins in Europe to no longer live under the yoke of peasantry, under the yoke of feudalism. Then they put a plaque on it, which said, actually, America's a melting pot and we're welcoming everybody in from everywhere. And doesn't matter who you are or how capable of you are, whether you like America, America is actually yours. You just haven't gotten here yet. It is a total and complete inversion. So now if you show the Statue of Liberty, people go, oh, you just think the America should be overwhelmed by migrants. It's like, I don't go with the reclassification of this stuff. I go for what it originally meant. and the Statue of Liberty was originally a projection out, not a welcoming in. But all of America has been transformed like that. We are not and never were a quote-unquote melting pot, less now than ever before, because the numbers in which people are coming over and settling in groups means they are not even attempting to assimilate and are in fact forcefully reshaping America to be more in line with the countries they came from, or should I say, fled in terror away from. Anyway, getting back to the Supreme Court rulings, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that the Trump administration can, in fact, end temporary protected status for migrants from Haiti and Syria, putting more than 350,000 Haitians and 6,000 Syrians at risk of losing work permits and deportation protections. Once again, if you followed this, you should be aware of how absurd all of this was. Haiti, the so-called refugees, the so-called asylum seekers from Haiti, were given temporary, it's the first word, protective status. Temporary protected status. That is a status of protection that's supposed to be temporary. It had a built-in expiration point. It's basically a function that says, look, we're not going to just let 350,000 Haitians move here, stay here, and live here just because the country that they're supposed to be in charge of has collapsed into a total failed state chaos set where, what was their barbecue? It's run by a criminal gang leader named Barbecue, I believe. At least it was. That was maybe a couple years ago. God only knows what situation it's in now. I think they were eating each other last time I checked, which is a step down from eating mud cookies, but that's where they were before. Regardless, it was never about saying, yeah, let 350,000 Haitians just come here and live here forever, because when they had their own state, it collapsed into just abject terror. It's supposed to be like, hey, crazy stuff's going on in your country. It's being run by a cannibal named Barbecue. So you can stay here for a little bit, weather the storm, get your feet under you, and then you're going back. That's what it's for. That's the reason it exists. It has a built-in expiration point. The Trump administration shouldn't have had to do anything. That it was granted by Biden. It expired in whatever it was, 5 years, 10 years. When that 10 years is up, it's supposed to expire. They're all supposed to go home like clockwork. That's the way the law is written. That's the way temporary protected status actually works. A judge came in, a leftist Soros immigrant judge, just decided, actually, you're not allowed to end temporary protected status. It's not like Trump had protected status, tried to end it, and they said, you can't do that. They were promised protected status. You have to keep them. The Trump administration didn't try to end anything early. It just was going to allow it to expire like it was always intended to, like was built in from the beginning. A judge stepped in and said, you're not allowed to have it expire. That's how little sense this makes. So, like everything we talk about these days, good. I'm glad that the Supreme Court decided that temporary protected status is temporary. What a novel concept. But I'm not like celebrating it, but it's not like a victory. This is common sense. This is basic reality. A victory would be you undo temporary protected status and then you disrobe the judge that said otherwise. Then you disbar and ban from working ever again the lawyers that made the argument to the contrary. That would be a step closer towards something that I could celebrate or go, okay, now we're talking, now we have movement, now we're on the march. This is bare minimum. Bare minimum. This is literally, it never should have been anything other than this. There was never supposed to be a foreign chaos agent judge showing up and deciding the temporary meant forever. So good. I'm glad we're back to just the basic dictionary definition of words. Hallelujah. I can't exactly treat it like some sort of crazy major victory, especially when this is the type of stuff the Supreme Court is deciding. Again, just basic, obvious shouldn't need a court to tell you this ever. And yet, the Democrats are so furious at what the Supreme Court is deciding. We just showed the headline, Daily Mail, called it a white supremacist agenda from the Supreme Court. Why? Because they said the temporary protected status was temporary. That's one thing. Okay, I guess white supremacists understand the definition of words. I'm sure that is in the chart of what makes white culture. I'm sure literacy is on there. How dare us? Supreme Court conservatives accused of advancing white supremacist agenda. Lawmakers and advocates condemn disastrous decisions that allow Trump officials to strip away migrant protections, that allow the temporary migrant protections to expire like they were always intended to do. We gotta do something about this. We got to do something about, I mean, the fact they're still writing headlines like that. All right, and we'll connect this to everything. Well, let's go to Gavin Newsom now, who will be running for president in 2028. And just like they are promising over and over and over again, they're going to go after Trump supporters. They're going to throw Trump and all of his family in prison. I mean, they're not shy about it. They're not even pretending to predicate this on a unbiased application of law and order. Every Democrat that I can find, from Hakeem Jeffries to James Carville to Gavin Newsom in this clip I'm about to show you, are very open about their willingness to completely upend precedent, to completely ignore constitutional propriety, and to impose their will on the American people by force if they ever get a chance to again. Here's Gavin Newsom once again explicitly stating their intention to shatter the constitutional order that we have so that they can force through their utterly illegal agenda without obstruction. Let's watch.
So you're talking about expanding to 13, and it's interesting. Court. I mean, it is a great historical, and people forget it. The last time it was done, again, was under Lincoln. There's no constitutional constraints on it.
The first thing that needs to happen is court reform and court expansion.
Yeah, look, you're getting me closer to your point of view, and you challenged me. I know we were talking, I was on your pod down in LA a few months ago, and this notion of 13 and then just looking at the district courts as that framework sort of anchor the old school, the ember of a traditional. You know,
for a guy who recognized the urgency of the moment with Prop 50, and in fact, the only Democratic state to have successfully redrawn its maps ahead of 2026, that is what I think is the natural evolution.
God bless
somebody
you.
Like you.
I'm with you. I'm done winning arguments. We got to win.
Yeah.
And we got to consolidate power.
We got to consolidate power. Is how he ended that. We have to consolidate power. I'm tired of winning arguments. We have to consolidate power. You can't win arguments, which is why you keep losing in the Supreme Court, which is why you want to pack it. There's no argument to be made about the Supreme Court in terms that actually apply universally as if it's actually a problem. Like, he can't actually make the case that, hey, 9 Supreme Court justices is a problem because... Example. There is no problem. It's not a problem. The problem is they're not deciding on the side of the Democrats. So the Democrats want to pack the court with their people, so they will just make decisions for them. It's just pure power consolidation, pure power domination. There's no logical reason. There's no humanitarian reason. There's no real reason. The real reason is we need to pack it with people who will support what we say, so we can do the things that this Supreme Court won't let us do because they're not constitutional. They're packing the court in order to violate the Constitution. They want to violate the Constitution so they can pass speech laws and gun confiscation, so they can weaken you and make you incapable of fighting back against them effectively. It's not sophisticated. It's not complicated. It's not predicated on democracy or their belief that the Supreme Court is a genuine threat to anyone's freedom. They just want to dominate you. And the Supreme Court at this point is a barrier to that. So take out the Supreme Court, open up the pathway to attack the regular American people with the costume of law, under the guise of law. When in reality, it will, of course, be an abject violation of the Constitution. They'll just pack the Supreme Court with people who don't care about the Constitution. People like the 3 Supreme Court justices who were wrong on every one of these decisions. Now, the reality is this court system is utterly messed up. It is entirely slated or weighted in the favor of the Democrats. For example, you can look at basically every decision made by the judiciary this entire administration, which is no small thing. It is in no small part one of the primary reasons why Trump has not been able to achieve his goals. Now, in the end of the day, that is Trump's fault. He could choose not to listen to the judges. He could choose to impeach the judges, get the Congress to make this a top priority. That, of course, is what the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, did and says over and over, this is the key. If you can't get rid of the judges, you can't do anything else. Oh, you want to deport people? Well, every aspect of the deportation program is going to come under review by leftist activists in a judge robe, many of them not even American, who do not even pretend to predicate their decisions on the basis of pre-existing law, precedent, the Constitution, or anything valid, but instead on their own interpretation of the modern liberal worldview that they just impose on everybody else and act like it's normal and universal. We have to get rid of them. We have to get rid of these judges. We have to stop them from interfering with Trump administration. And Trump is the only one who can do that. The Trump administration and the Republicans in Congress are the only ones who can do that. And that's the problem here, is these people making these decisions and everybody else having to adhere to them. And once again, we could go over all of the various judges that are making these decisions and their particular histories. Time and time again, you find many of them are not even lawyers, have never been practicing law in any official capacity. Many of them are straight up foreigners who come here to our country, immediately get jobs and are brought in by and are given visas because they work with immigration NGOs. So they're foreigners who come here to open our border, to argue for the foreigners that are here so they can take more advantage of us and live here against the law. They work at an NGO being paid to subvert our laws for a couple years. And then Barack Obama or Joe Biden slaps them in judge robes and suddenly they're making decisions that alter the course of the United States for all of time and obstruct the policies of the president of the United States that we all voted for. This is so, it's just like everything else. It's so unbelievably simple. It is not difficult or complicated or confusing in the slightest. Like we went over yesterday, they brought in tens of millions of people knowing that they could destroy our ability to keep them out. That even the most lawful, things like temporary protected status, we shouldn't have even had to worry about that. Oh, there's 300,000 Haitians eating the cats and dogs and geese in Ohio. Well, good news is there's a time limit on their existence here. When that runs out, they leave and we shouldn't, there should be nothing we even had to do. It was supposed to expire. A judge on her own volition and in coordination with the NGOs that are funded by millions of dollars by the left wing power brokers who hire lawyers for these immigrants who shouldn't even have protection under our law. But we, you know, it's just like law. It's like misinterpretation upon misinterpretation. So we give them due process. They hire lawyers with millions of dollars from either our tax money or leftist donators. They argue against this. They take it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And finally, the Supreme Court says, OK, yes, you actually can deport these people. It never should have been an issue. The instant a judge injected themselves, like, did we not have a decision about judges, district judges' ability to block nationwide executive orders? This is what I mean. Like, this is the thing that drives you insane. And it reminds me of what I was just watching the clip that we were talking about yesterday with Brexit, where it's like you go through all of this work, you do all of this stuff, you get it passed, and then it just never is implemented. It's kind of the same thing with the Supreme Court, where we take it all the way up to the Supreme Court. You fight and battle and win and win and win and win. You finally get up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decides in your favor, and then nothing changes, and then there's no enforcement. It's utterly infuriating. So there was already a decision that these district judges could not do injunctions against decisions Trump made for the entire nation, but they do anyway. And so it's like the Supreme Court decision didn't matter, or the Supreme Court decision about DEI and how that could be made illegal. That, of course, passed. They said, yes, you can force institutions that take federal money to no longer have DEI programs. But guess what? They all still exist. All the DEI programs still exist. They all are still operating. Nothing has changed. Nothing has happened. Let's go to clip number 32 here. Texas Christian University professor admits they aren't just continuing to do DEI. They're growing it. It's expanded. So this whole concept that Trump won and we defeated DEI and they're not allowed to do it, it's an illusion. It never happened. The law is they're not allowed to do it, but you have to enforce that law. If they keep doing it, nothing happens to them. It's legal. That's the way the world works. So here's the professor from Texas Christian University bragging about the fact that they are completely ignoring the law of the land and nothing is ever going to be done about it. Let's watch.
If anything,
we're only growing our curriculum related to DEI, she says. We're more intentional about being more intentional about being race conscious. If a white scholar is doing research, she says, how does it impact the findings? Accuracy in Media is the outlet that came out this. Aisha John is a associate professor of social work at Texas Christian University.
At the university level, a couple of things have just disappeared. We haven't received any messages from the university asking us to curate our curriculum. Okay. So for us, it's just been pretty much business as usual. We are still teaching what we were teaching pre-election. And we talk about gender issues and pretty much all DEI-related issues. We still offer a class on diversity and social justice. We haven't been asked to change the name. And really, there has been zero messaging from the university leadership about whether we need to make any changes. There's just been nothing.
Though Texas Christian University is private, one might be surprised to learn about the rejection of their founding Christian principles. All right, we can take it down. But again, all over the country, it's this way. It's supposed to be illegal. It was, you know, decided by the Supreme Court that this was the case. And they just ignore it. They just don't care. Nobody punishes them. They don't care enough about the rule of law or America or anything to actually adhere to this without punishment, right? These are like not conscious beings. Like you have to punish them or else they don't understand that they've done something wrong. I mean, literally, that's the mindset. Like literally, how could this be wrong? I'm winning. How could what I did be wrong? I succeeded in it and nobody hurt me. So I must be right. Ruthless application of the law will save this country. We just have to actually do it for once. I'm gonna show you a clip from Nick Fuentes on the other side. Stay tuned.
Have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this and the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America 250 Years Strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny to 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, Ride Fast, Live Free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 Free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the Deep State. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 Years of Freedom. They designed that. Very clean. Very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.